Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 757.5. It's down 4. March, 755.75, down 3.25. Soft December wheat is 687.25, down 5.25. March, 696.75, down 5. December corn, 439.25, up 2.25. July, 467.5, up 2.25. November soybeans trading 1267.75, down 5.25. July, 1241, down 1. December soybean meal, 401.60, down 580. December soybean oil, 4090, up 51. October live cattle, 129.02.5, down 42.5. October feeders, 166.37.5, down a dollar. And December lean hogs, 87.55, and they are up 120.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
You know, I was reflecting just a few minutes ago that our agricultural producers, folk like you who are listening today, you might be out actually harvesting. You might be combining, well, I don't know, a little bit of drizzle here locally. Maybe you're being pausing on the soybeans, but you've been out harvesting the last few days, and you grow your crops and you market your crops and you make money in order to take care of business that you have to take care of. It's the same thing that we do here, too, at willag.org and WILLAM 580 Agriculture. We put out agricultural information that we hope is useful to you, that we hope is of value, that helps increase your bottom line. And at the end of the day, we hope that information is so valuable to you that you're willing to become a supporter of our agricultural programming. You can do that today at 217-244-9455. It is a partnership. I know about 10 years ago, all we had was on-air service, and that's not the case anymore, and it's all because of the dollars and the generosity that you have blessed us with over the years. We were able to provide Outlook meetings to discuss the long-term implications of agricultural marketing strategies, and then in the short term, we were able to bring you the weekly Ag e-newsletter. There's a phone service in case you're unable to hear us on the air and you want to pick up the analyst part of the broadcast. You can do that via phone. You can also do that via the web, on-demand podcasts, downloadable MP3 files, and agricultural weather with Drew Lerner. And last year, we even brought back Ed Keezer to talk about South American weather during the winter months. It seems like every day there are fewer and fewer places to get timely and dependable commodity market analysis. That's not the case here, where we continue to expand our services. And it's because of you, listeners like you, who are our most dependable source of revenue. You're the lifeblood of our agricultural programming. You can keep the service going strong with your pledge right now at 217-244-9455. And if you give now, you will also be contributing to a challenge that we have underway. When we hear from 100 people who support agricultural programming, we've heard from about 10 already. It's about 90 to go by the time we end the drive on Friday. When we hear from 100 who mention WILO Ag, we'll add $2,250 to our pledge total. That's enough to about run Commodity Week for a year. That's how important those dollars are. thanks to AgriGold and Bates Commodities and the Anderson Strategic Farm Marketing and Stuart Peterson for helping to make the challenge possible. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave, and we're even here during the government shutdown.
Yes, we are. Our website didn't go dark like the website at NASS, which makes it harder for traders to trade. I bet the liquidity is lessened, especially among the non-commercials. I mean, the trading tells us that we have not had anything near the volatility that we've had in recent months.
Well, you know, the information is still there. You go to WIL, you go to your other information sources, and it's just there. So we've still available to know what we're thinking about these markets and what's going on. A lot of people that complain about the government numbers are the ones that are complaining they aren't giving the numbers now. So we're just going to keep moving on and trading this good and very good bean crop.
It has been a very good bean crop. The corn crop seems to be getting larger, too, if you look at the numbers and how the market's been reacting to them.
You know, we're just a little bit surprised as you're seeing the rally that we're seeing here in the corn today.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure whether it is just a little bit of a bottom picking, some supply base buying along the way here, or along the way that we're seeing a little bit of the wheat corn on spreads unwinding a little bit today, Dave. So, but just a little bit of pump up in the corn here today, and we've searched about 2 cents while we've been on the air.
I want to talk, though, today. I'm kind of making this week, in fact, kind of longer-term analysis week. I would think that there was a time, you know, a few months ago when everybody would have said $5 corn's too cheap. Now I think producers would be happy to see $5 corn again. But I'm wondering what the implications are for next year's crop, when crop for December of 14 is 482 and three quarters, and whether or not those kind of prices will, in fact, discourage people from putting corn in the ground next spring.
Well, there have already been estimates that we are going to reduce the amount of acres of corn we plant for next year because of the things you just said, Dave. We do look for a little bit of reduction as far as corn acres go. We have to see a little bit of a rally to maintain our corn acres or go up, but we do look for bean acres to survive or actually increase for next year. You know, $13 beans are a lot more they're more advantageous than 440 corn.
Well, you got to look at, I guess, in the ratio, the corn bean ratio, and see how it pencils out for you. But I kind of suspect that there will be a lot of corn planted next year, and with a carryout of 2 billion bushels, and we can quibble about which side of 2 billion it is on. What are the longer term implications here for this marketplace?
Well, you know, there's not a reason that a lot of your advisory firms are out there saying sell some 2014 and some 2015. You know, we know that one major advisory firm has put out for the last few days that they want to sell $5 to 2015 December corn. You know, we keep seeing that. So that's clear out to 15, in fact. So basically, there's been some hedging going on, or recommendations of hedging going on here for about the last 3 weeks.
Is it possible that we will look at the day at some point next year and say, you know, 335 corn and sub $10 soybeans is good support?
You know, it's a long time to get there, but those are not numbers that have not been talked about. Mm. They have been talked about. They have been bannered around. They have been looking at this. You know, tell me what the dollar is going to be trading at, and I'll give you a better idea whether those are good numbers or not. We're going to have to look and see how our dollar stacks up to the world economy at that point in time, and whether the dollar is higher or lower. You know, if the dollar gets real cheap, those would be really sad prices. The dollar gets really high, and our exchange rate is good, those might be very good prices.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick on the marketplace. December hard red winter wheat at 757 is down 4.5. Soft December, 688, down 4.5. December corn, 441.25, up 4.25. The July, go out to there, it's 469.5, up 4.25. November soybeans are 1268 and they are down 5. January, 1267.25, down 4.5. go out to July, they're 1241 and a half down a half. December soybean meal, 402, down 540. December soybean oil at 4089, up 50 cents. October live cattle, 128.95, down 50. And December lean hogs, 8732 and a half, up 97 and a half. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.